What's up, you guys? I am Micah Folsom, and you're listening to the Do Your Crap podcast. I was overwhelmed, uninspired, and unfulfilled, and I knew there had to be a different way to do life. Turns out there totally is. And I found my calling in helping people learn and do the unsexy habits that build a legendary life. Each and every week, I'm going to help you bust through the crap that's holding you back and break down the simple habits and mindset shifts that will help you rock every aspect of your life. Are you ready to do the things that most people won't so that you can live the life that most people can't? Here we go. All right, you guys, welcome back to the Do Your Crap podcast. I'm so excited to dive in today with a special guest. We have Teresa Levine here with us, and we actually connected on Instagram, and she's like, hey, I have this information and I have this kind of specialty, and I think your audience would love it. I think it would be able to just bring so much value. And as soon as she was telling me about it, I'm like, oh, I know all about this. Like, my mom is so into energy work and all about that stuff. And so from a young age, I was introduced to energy work and things like that. And I never really got deep into it, but I knew the value. And so I'm familiar. So as soon as she told me about it, I'm like, okay, this is something I definitely want to bring to the table and one, learn more about, and two, make sure that my listeners are aware of, because this is such an incredible resource. So before we dive in, she is an EFT master practitioner and energy coach. And so she's going to dive into all of the things with this, but she's living in Maryland. She's married and has four boys of her own, and she's an entrepreneur. So she's figuring all of this stuff out. She's implemented this stuff into her own growth journey and overcoming all of the roadblocks and limiting beliefs that entrepreneurs come up against. And so, Teresa, before we dive into all of the good stuff, tell us a little bit more about you. What's your story? I want them to just kind of know who you are.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goodness. I mean, you covered the, you skimmed the surface there. Like I said, four boys, and gosh, this fall, we're going to be in preschool, elementary school, middle school, and high school. So it's going to be even crazier than it's already been. That's awesome. You know, you understand with five kids now, and that's astounding. It's a lot, you know, we have our hands full, but, the entrepreneurial journey has always been one that I have loved, despite the crazy feelings, the mixed emotions, the roller coaster that it can sometimes be. It has always been more fulfilling to me than anything else. So it was really natural for me to extend my entrepreneurial journey, which started more in network marketing. Over the last 27 years, and I'm 42 for anybody that's trying to do math here. I'll be 43 soon. I've dabbled in a lot of different like MLMs and network marketing things, and never quite got it where I wanted to. And then recently I got involved with another one six, 7 years ago and loved it. But I kind of felt like there was still something that I needed to tap into and to figure out. And when I started adding the energy psychology in with it, it was like I just really hit my stride. And it was really cool, because that network marketing business that I started 6 or 7 years ago actually led me to a retreat with the team that I'm a part of, where, and even though I'd heard about EFT, which is the emotional freedom technique, which is what I'm master certified in, I'd heard of it for over a dozen years, probably. Yeah. I just kept kind of brushing it off. This doesn't quite apply to me. I can't figure out what this is here to do for me. So kept pushing it aside. And at this particular retreat, which was actually right as the pandemic was coming to the States, we got to go to this retreat. And the crazy thing was, is that on the way to the retreat, it was in Virginia, so it was a drive for me. On the way there, I started feeling kind of off. And I really do think that in retrospect, I had COVID. But I didn't know at the time. I thought, you know, I was getting a cold or maybe a flu or something. Yeah. But it was just a cough at the time. I was like, whatever. So I grabbed some medicine at the gas station, and I ended up feeling terribly guilty about like taking this with me around all my healthy friends that I was hanging out with for the weekend. But we get to go to this, you know, this EFT thing and meet an EFT practitioner, and she showed us how to do tapping. And it was, I didn't know much about it then, and I didn't need to. That's like the really the coolest thing about EFT especially, is that it's based in science. You don't have to believe in it for it to work. You can simply do it, and it's going to shift and change things. Now, belief always elevates the effectiveness of anything, right. But you know, I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I'm a novice. I'm tapping with, you know, a group of my friends. And all I knew is that it was like magic. Like I had this awful headache. I was congested. Instead of like doing fun things with my team, I went into my coach's like steam pod with like some eucalyptus oil, and I was just trying to breathe. Like I just wanted to like crawl up and die. Yeah. Which stinks, especially when you've got four kids at home and this is like your getaway. You really want it to be fun. And you know, so I all of a sudden my headache's feeling better. And all of a sudden I'm breathing better. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's something more to this. You know, the first times that I'd heard about it, it was like for sports performance. And I think I was like nursing my second baby at the time, and I couldn't have given a crap about sports performance. Right. Like, it didn't resonate with me. And then I would hear about EFT used with like veterans for PTSD. And, you know, I wasn't as educated about that kind of stuff then. So I figured, oh, you know, I've been to war. I don't have that, you know, but we all have PTS. I hate the D at the end of that. That makes it sound like it's a disorder. We all have some kind of a post-traumatic stress that we can apply this to. Yeah. And it connected the dots for me there. So that's kind of how I came into it. And I came home from that realizing like, this is it. Like I need to do something with this. But, you know, just like when I had joined in with my entrepreneurial journey and network marketing 6 or 7 years ago, I had all these doubts then. I had that same kind of weird, like, pang in my stomach and nervousness mixed with excitement about moving forward with this journey. And it came down, I mean, you know, even though I knew that this could help and it could make such a difference in all the ways that I was, you know, stressed and worn thin in my life, all the different issues that came up from day to day for me, I still almost didn't begin. And that's a phenomenon that we know is psychological reversal, which is yeah. like when our beliefs and our actions just don't speak to each other, they don't line up. And, you know, you can be like, we're all like, we're so smart. Like all of us that do like personal development, we know all of these amazing things all, and we know that we need to do them in order to get to the next place. And yet a lot of the time we just don't.
Yeah.
We can't. And it's our body and our mind are not connected. The left and the right side of our brain are doing different things. And EFT is what brings it all together. So that's kind of how it started for me and how it all kicked into high gear.
I love it. That's so cool. And it's so cool that you came into it like this was working for you. Like you had hands-on experience of, holy crap, this just cleared my headache. This just cleared my congestion. Like, all right, let's learn more. Let's dig in. And that's what you started. I think that's really powerful. So when we were chatting before we started recording, I love that you brought up the fact that entrepreneurship and especially network marketing brings up so many of those negative emotions and like to the surface. So we all experience them in life. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, if you're just rocking it as a student or whatever, like we all have these fears, limiting beliefs, all of these things. But when you start an opportunity where you literally are forced to either grow or essentially fail, like that really is, I feel like entrepreneurship and network marketing is like a personal growth journey wrapped up in a big bow, a big income opportunity. And it's like, all right, here we go. Let's figure out what's holding you back. Let's figure out what your fears are. Let's figure out what your roadblocks are. And if you're not willing to grow through them, you are not going to grow your business. So you mentioned how we're up against that. And then it's like a lot to deal with, and especially all at once. And so I want our listeners to really hear how this can help them deal with those, like navigate that journey and how they can start to implement this stuff when they're up against those negative emotions and just who this is for and how they can implement it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess the thing is, I mean, it does accelerate the surfacing of those negative emotions like crazy. And I'm talking about things like imposter syndrome, things like feeling like a fraud, things like all the self-doubt, things like fear of judgment. And guys, I mean, like here, the thing you got to know is that people are never going to judge you for something that they don't already see in themselves. Like people are only critical of stuff that exists in them. And so it's hard. It doesn't make it any easier, but it's a happy insight, I suppose. But so those things surface a lot quicker. But here's the thing, network marketing, I don't know anybody that this hasn't been true for, and entrepreneurialism is almost never, it's always optional. You know, like nobody's ever like, you have to take this, you know, MLM job, this network marketing job, this, you have to go start your own business and do your own thing. It's optional. It's always optional. So it requires a much higher level of intention and clarity and focus, because it's really easy to decide to drop the ball and walk away from something that pits you right up against those things that make you feel awful.
So true. Oh my gosh.
Here's the other thing. Those things are there whether you do network marketing or not.
Yeah.
And they are going to come up. I say it's like whack-a-mole, you know, like, yeah, pop it down over here. It pops up over there. Like you didn't actually get rid of it. You just shoved it to a different area of your life. And that does not solve the problem. And EFT has the ability to release those energetic blockages from your system so that the things that you fear doing in an entrepreneurial or network marketing business don't cause that, like, almost like that being electrocuted or electrocuted, that's the word. Kind of like that zap in your body. Yeah. Like ever like have that feeling like it's almost like a current going through your body. That is actually feeling an energetic blockage happening. And that clears when you do EFT. And then all of a sudden, you have a little bit more confidence. You have a little bit more ability to like get clear about, hey, you know, I already know I need to do this thing that I don't want to do, but now I'm okay doing it. I know that I'm not in harm's way. The fight or flight isn't going to take over and my stress hormones aren't going to cause me to like, you know, back off.
Yeah. I love it because, and just like you mentioned, we most times know what we need to do. But actually then following through and doing them are two completely different things. So you're saying that the person who is struggling with, I know what to do, but I still can't seem to do it, this could help them really clear out whatever ish is going on so that they can actually do the thing.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, and a lot of times it's like our expectations are unrealistic of ourselves and we refuse ourselves like the love, the acceptance, the forgiveness that we need to really be able to move forward, even though like any one of us would give it to somebody else.
Right.
If somebody else said that they were up against something difficult, we'd be like, you know, just love yourself a little bit more. You're doing a great job. You know, hang in there. You've got this. But we won't tell ourselves that.
So true. It's so true. And you mentioned loving ourselves. And I think that's belief and self-love and worthiness, I feel like, are some of people's biggest struggles over anything else. So even if someone's listening to this and they're not building a business or they're not an entrepreneur, how can they apply it or how will this help them?
Well, yeah, I mean, I do think, I mean, self-love is, it's a tough one. And it's one that we all need to like elevate our understanding of, because, you know, like I've mentioned to you before, I think people get self-care confused with self-love.
Yeah.
And self-love doesn't always mean doing the things that are easy. It does mean, you know, taking care of yourself and making decisions that are in alignment with your beliefs and everything else. But sometimes, I mean, that doesn't mean that it's easy. You know, and I guess those emotions that prevent that in us, they really like, they strip our power. And like I was saying about how entrepreneurship and stuff is always kind of an optional thing. It puts us in a place where we can't imagine how it could possibly be important enough to put ourselves up against the things that it would take to be successful. And yeah, I mean, EFT definitely can clear that, because you get really specific about the things that are blocking your way. And, you know, sometimes, you know, in traditional personal development, we learn things. We learn things like crazy, but no amount of learning is equal to action. Mm-hmm. And if you're making actions and they're still not feeling right, then something's still out of alignment. And being able to get into the flow and in alignment with the things that you want to do, everything ends up happening so much faster. You know, I mean, we all hear about like law of attraction and things. It's a real thing though. And you know, if we're out of the flow and it feels like we're trudging through concrete instead of putting a hot knife through butter, then you know, it's not fulfilling and it's not fun. And yeah, you end up feeling like you're a slave to a to-do list or a goal list or something like that, instead of really living your life and fulfilling your purpose.
Yeah, I love it. You said no amount of learning is equal to action. That is 100% true. But when you're taking action from a place of energy that's off and you're not in alignment, that action is literally like null and void. Like it is received completely differently when your energy is everything. It's so powerful. So
it is. Well, your energy is everything, but also everything is energy.
Yeah.
I mean, literally energy precedes all matter. And that is so cool, because that means, you know, and what is your tagline that you say at the end of your podcast? It's something about you can hold it
in your heart. That one.
Yeah.
You can see it in your mind and feel it in your heart. You can hold, I can't remember now.
Well, it's basically what I'm getting ready to say, but I mean, I know you understand it because you say almost the exact same thing at the end of your podcast. And that is like, we will never be given the ability to visualize or imagine something that we cannot bring into reality in our lives.
Yeah.
And you know, in this whole, you know, realm of personal development and it being so big in entrepreneurial niches, there's always, you know, you should do vision casting and you should make goals and you should have, you know, quarterly things that you update and all these things. And they're all like totally legit things that are definitely helpful, but none of those actually served me as well as they do now until I started tapping them in also. And the thing with EFT is that, like, and I'm a really positive person. So people oftentimes are like, it's just, you're so positive and upbeat, but that's not like my natural state. I don't know that it's anybody's natural state.
Right.
It's much easier to get brought down than it is to stay up. You know, we can stub our toe and all of a sudden it's a crappy day, but you know, we have to have like, you know, we have to check off all these things from our list. You know, the kids need to be happy. We need to eat healthy. We got to get our workout in. We need to rock our business, blah, 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 in order for the happiness to be like okay to experience. Mm-hmm. And that's actually totally not true. We should all learn to just like be happy if like one good little thing happens, you know, and allow that to take over our entire energy field and seep into all the other areas of our life. But with EFT, we get to address the negative stuff. In fact, we emphasize it, because if we can't root out the crapola in our life, then we can't actually make the room that we truly want for the positivity and growth that we want, because it's always under the surface. And, you know, sometimes like with traditional like talk therapy and things that are super valuable, I'm not like putting them down or anything. I love talk therapy and I incorporate it a lot into my EFT work that I do with my clients. But a lot of times you end up talking about something, you feel better for a little bit, and then you ever notice like it kind of comes back later, especially if it's like a past trauma or situation or a, you know, grief or mourning or any of those kind of things. And like it washes over you again and again. Talking about it takes it away for a little bit, but then it comes back. And that's because your energetic system didn't actually clear from the event or the issue. So you're still left with it. So yeah. You feel better for a little bit, but since it's still there, it comes right back up. And with EFT, I just get in there until I find the root cause for people and get it the heck out of there. And then they don't have to worry about it again. And so cool. That's incredible.
I love it. That's so cool. So for someone listening, who's like, okay, EFT, 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 what the crap is EFT? Like, let's explain what it is so that they are kind of understanding what you're talking about.
I literally have an ebook that's called WTF is EFT because people are like, what is it? And I realize I'm talking about it and people are like, what is she talking about? So EFT is, it's an acronym for the Emotional Freedom Technique, and it falls under the realm of energy psychology. And what it does is it incorporates modern psychology with actual tapping, like think your fingertips tapping on areas of your body, and you tap on what we know as meridian endpoints. So if you think about your energetic system almost like you would veins or nerves or things that run throughout your body, your energy system is much the same. And when something happens, like let's say you're a kid and you have a bad experience with a dog like chases you and bites you or something, and so you're afraid of dogs, and you know, decades have passed since Fido attacked you and you're fine, but our energy system has no concept of time, none whatsoever. So it doesn't matter whether this incident with the dog happened right here and now or whether it happened 20 or 30 years ago. When you see a dog, your energy system reacts as if it's that thing that happened whenever it happened, and you get that horrible feeling. You get into fight or flight mode. You might get stressed. You might get anxious. You might break out into a sweat. You might, who knows, whatever your reaction is to this thing that happened to you. And EFT, when that blockage happens, your energy gets blocked, and it happens at these meridian endpoints. So when we do EFT, we end up talking about it in a way where we acknowledge the negative, like, even though I am so freaking scared of dogs, I love, accept, and forgive myself. And then we talk through that fear of dogs as we're tapping these typically like 16 different points on the body with our fingertips. And I tell you what, I mean, a lot of times I can help people clear fear in like one round. And you know, that has nothing to do with that. That's not my power. That's me just helping other people facilitate their own, because it's all done by you, you know? And I think that's the other amazing thing about practicing EFT, is that it shows you how darn powerful you are, you know? And people get out of their center of power all the time. They give their power away. They water themselves down. They do all sorts of things that don't serve themselves or anybody else. And the greatest gift we can give to ourselves or anybody that we come in contact with, whether, you know, in person each and every day or on the web, social media, whatever, is to take responsibility for our emotions and our emotional life, because that has a ripple effect that changes things for everybody, not just ourselves.
I love it. So that's what it is. It's I'm like doing it like as if you can see me.
I guess we have to describe it in a way that people can understand and not see it, and realize I've got plenty of resources out there where you can tap along with me and see. But it's one of those things where without the context for understanding how and why it works, then we can't change the belief, and then we have no impact. So I have to kind of set it all up for you here. But yeah, it's just imagine, usually we set things up by tapping on the side of our hand, like that meaty part below your pinky there, and tapping on that. I tap on it with all four fingers from my other hand while I'm saying what we call a setup phrase, which, like with the dog scenario, is the, even though I'm afraid of dogs, I love, accept, and forgive myself. And I do that a few times. And then as I'm talking through the situation, I start to tap on the top of my head. I use my thumb, all four fingers, as I tap on the top of my head. And then it's like a question mark. You move down your face from the eyebrow line, like by the inside of your eye near your nose, to the outside of your eye, working around your eye socket, to the bottom of your eye, the bottom of the eye socket. And with these points, I'm just tapping with like two fingers, and I'm tapping, not like I'm gonna bruise myself. I learned that lesson the hard way, but hard enough that like I can feel it. It's not like a feather. Yeah. And then I tap below my nose and above my mouth, that kind of area above the lip, And then if you think about like that cleft that some people have in their chin, that area below the lip. And then on my chest, kind of think like Tarzan. They call it the collarbone point, but it's not your collarbone. It's like your chest. And then under your arm, like for women, like where your bra strap connects. So, you know, those are the main tapping points, and we go through them in a sequence a few times. And then, you know, there's other fancier tricks and things that you do to alleviate psychological reversal and other things, and really get the different sides of the brain talking to each other the way that they should, instead of, you know, being in disconnect. But that's the long and short of it. And it's amazing, because you can literally apply it to anything you can feel. So that means whether it's emotional, whether it's physical, you know, like I talked about, like the headaches and the symptoms I was having when I first tapped, but, you know, stress, anxiety, depression, fear. And it doesn't matter whether it's something that happened long, long ago, something that's happening now, or some kind of a future fear or worry or anxiety. It works for all of it.
That's awesome. And I know that my sister, who has struggled with anxiety, she's used this and it totally helped her. It totally helped her alleviate so much of her anxiety. So I know how powerful it is. I've never used it myself. So I'm like super stoked to go stalk your Instagram and find all the resources. I'm so excited. So just as an example, so I know you said, even though I'm totally scared of dogs, I still love and accept myself. If like, say they have a headache, what is that like statement? Like, even though I have a pounding headache right now,
sure. So I would start on the side of the hand, and would do, even if I actually just did this with my support community that I have. One of the women had a migraine the other night, and we tapped on it together as a community for like 5-7 minutes. And she said it went from like being like a level like 8 down to like a 2.
That's amazing.
Amazing shift. So the setup on the side of the hand would be, you know, even though I have this migraine headache, I love, accept, and forgive myself. We go through that a few times, and you can say the same thing over and over. You can even change it up, you know, even though my head's really hurting right now and I just want to crawl in bed, I love, accept, and forgive myself. Even though I can't stand this pain much longer and I really wish it would go away, I want to love and forgive myself anyway. And then as you tap through the points, EFT really favors being as specific as possible. So if you were to think about that headache, you'd want to think like, where is this happening? Is it like a band across your head? Do you feel or see a color when you're closing your eyes? Like, you know, so you'd be tapping on the top of your head, like, all of this red pain behind my eyes, or this constricting pain in my head. And you're just going through the different points that I mentioned before. Really wish it would go away. This migraine headache. Oh, this pain is awful. Just want it to go away. This migraine headache. You know, please release yourself from my body and get the heck out of here. You know, whatever it is. And you would go through those tapping points a few different times. But I mean, you could honestly just go through those tapping points and say, this migraine headache. And as long as you're thinking about the migraine headache and you're thinking about the specific attributes of it, where it is, where it may, the pain moves sometimes when you tap, just keep following it mentally, then your body's going to get that. And a lot of times our bodies can release things that we can't even put into words. So, I mean, tapping silently is even okay, because what happens is that we all have stress. So when stress is up, things like cortisol and things, happy hormones like oxytocin are down. Yeah, so the opposite's true too. When our happy hormones are up, it's impossible to be stressed. You can't have it both ways. And we all have, you know, pretty much that general kind of stress that we understand. And tapping lowers cortisol. So you could tap for like 10 minutes or something, and your cortisol levels can go down by up to 43%, which is like mind-boggling, amazing difference.
Yeah.
And when our stress levels are high, that's when we go into that whole fight or flight, you know, pattern. And we don't always make the best decisions. We're not clear-headed. And it doesn't serve us. You know, it served us pretty well when we were cave people and we needed to worry about, you know, incoming.
Surviving.
Yeah. So yeah, our survival and strange large animals that might get us and stuff like that. But nowadays we don't have those same kinds of concerns so much, and it doesn't serve us as well. So when we can lower that stress hormone, then everything else kind of flows a little bit easier and gets a little bit easier to do.
I love it. So when someone is incorporating this, is this something that you would recommend incorporating into a daily routine, like your morning routine, or is it something that you do kind of just when you feel like you need it, or how would you recommend kind of putting this in play?
Well, I think it's a great thing to do in some way, shape, or form every day. I mean, a round of tapping takes like 3 minutes. It's not a huge time investment. And, you know, depending on how you learn how to do it, I mean, you can be like tapping while you brush your teeth or whatever else. I mean, it's great if you can actually sit and like really kind of get into your zone and almost like combine it with meditation. And there's a lot of tapping meditations that you can do also. I mean, it's really just a matter of what you like, because I mean, I work with people on all different things. It's amazing the things that I get to hear about. And I'm always so honored and feel so privileged that people allow me into the private spaces that they do. But it's, when I work with people, like I have a whole program, it's called Becoming More Me with EFT, where I teach people, basically I've broken down like all of the levels of EFT mastery into like a really condensed program that really honors people's time, because I know people don't have much of it.
Yeah.
And when people do that, I have them work up a personal peace procedure where they basically just start kind of doing a brain dump of all the things that don't quite feel right in their life. And I mean, it could be like an argument they had with a parent 20 years ago. It could be a broken bone that they're healing from right now. It could be, you know, something happening with their kids, something that they don't have control over that they keep trying to get control over, and, you know, whatever. I mean, you never know where these lists are going to go. Yeah. And then just tapping on one of those things each day. But tapping is like peeling an onion. And when you remove one energetic blockage, it exposes other things. So, you know, sometimes when I work on people, especially with traumas and things, I always allow them to like get in touch with me in the 24 hours after their one-on-one sessions and let me know like, hey, this happened or that happened, so that I can give them like an easy way to work through it, because you don't want to let that stuff ramp up again. You want to just keep peeling the layers and keep the progress coming. And yeah, that's really important. But, you know, one thing exposes the next. So, I mean, you can tap generically. I mean, if you could just, I mean, I have a tap along, for just anxiety or for having more clarity and peace in your day. And those kind of things are great, because even if you're not tapping on a specific issue and you don't feel like going into that mentally, you can still lower your cortisol levels, which is going to make everything easier for you throughout the day.
Yeah. I love it. This is so cool. So specifically with your health, like this is something like lowering cortisol, like that is a big deal to be able to do that. So even incorporating this into like maybe post-workout, like get done with your workout and then have like a little tapping sesh, yep, and move on with your day. Like that would be such a simple habit stack.
Yes. And do. I mean, it's great for breaking through plateaus. It's great for weight loss. I mean, there's literally nothing you can't apply it to. It's just, yeah, a matter of understanding how, and that's where, you know, really learning it can be beneficial, or,
yeah,
you know,
okay,
somebody that can kind of show you the, like the ins and outs of like, hey, this is how you do that or whatever. Cause it's not intuitive. Yeah. I mean, it's a very intuitive practice, EFT, but understanding how to apply it isn't always.
Yeah, totally. So tell us where we can find your resources, where we can get in touch with you, where we can learn more about all this goodness.
Sure. Well, I mean, I put it together a cool little ebook for you guys, and I'm just trying to get the link awesome, so I get it right. It's a Bitly link. So if anybody's familiar with Bitly links, they are cap sensitive. This is all lowercase, and it is Bitly, which is bit.ly/ do your crap with EFT.
Awesome.
For that. So that should be easy to remember. It's the name of the podcast. Let's see, with EFT. So Bitly, do your crap with EFT. You can also, you can go to my website, which is same as my name, www.teresalearlevine.com. My social media is all under the same name too. My Teresa Lear Levine Instagram account has lots of like IGTV videos, tap along stuff. And if you get that, that ebook that I put together for you guys, there's also going to be information where you can join. I have like a free community and all sorts of other stuff. So there's tons of goodies and tons of stuff out there that you can grab.
So cool. I'm excited to go snag this. And I really am going to go stalk your Instagram and watch the tap alongs, sure, and watch the IGTVs. I think my mom's going to be so proud of me for learning and implementing this stuff. She really is like a huge, like, she does all of this stuff and has practiced it. So I thought it was super That's cool awesome. When you reached out. I'm like, oh yeah, I know about this stuff.
Does she tap?
Oh yeah. Yeah, she does.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So cool. I love it. I mean, anytime we can get little extra tools for our tool belt, you just never know what's going to really click with you and what's going to really help you just kind of get to that next level. And for someone who is in that constant state of stress or fear or overwhelm, this could be the thing that just helps them release it, helps them move through that. And oh, the whole world opens up after that. So I think this really is so does. Cool.
I often say, gosh, I wish I had learned about this like so much earlier. There are so many things in my life that would have been made so much easier if I had learned this sooner. But you know what? When the student is ready, the teacher appears. I wasn't ready. And when I was, it was just the thing. And now finding other people to do it with is the perfect complement because that's what makes it really worthwhile.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
I love it. This is so awesome. Teresa, thank you so much for taking
Micah,
time.
Micah, thank you so much. This was awesome. It was great to spend the time together. And I really appreciate you, you know, trusting and having me on here and opening up your space to me. That means the world.
Well, you're awesome. I hope this was valuable, you guys. I hope that you take her up on the Bitly link one more time, bit.ly/doyourcrap with EFT. So make sure you go grab that. She was kind enough to put that together specifically for you guys. So make sure that you take advantage. And if you have anything specific, I'm sure they can reach out to you, right?
Absolutely. I love receiving messages. I love getting to know people. This business is perfect for that. And hearing people's stories and figuring out ways to help them, you know, feel better. That's my jam.
I love it. Okay. So reach out to our open door, you guys, open door. And me too. Obviously, always. I love hearing from you guys. So if something resonated with you guys, make sure that you share it on your Instagram, tag me at Micah Folsom Fit, and Teresa's is at Teresa Lear. Is that what you said? Lear Levine.
Yep.
Okay. And that will be
Teresa with an H, Lear like the king, Levine like Adam. Yep.
just do a couple searches and just you'll find me. Or it'll probably be on the PDF or like the,
yes, there's the
resource.
It's all there.
Cool. All right. So then you know how to tag her, but that really is our favorite. We love to hear the takeaways. We love to hear what resonated with you, what spoke to you. So make sure that you share that. And thank you once again, Teresa, for hanging out, for adding value for pouring into our listeners today. And you guys, we will see you back here next week. All right. See you guys.
Thank you.
Wrapping up another episode, and I just want to thank you for sticking around. Before you head out, I would love to hear from you. It would mean the world to me if you left this podcast a quick review wherever you're listening from. And if you got some nuggets from the message today, don't forget to share it with your friends, your team, and your Instagram story so that anyone else who needs it can find it too. And be sure to tag me at Micah Folsom Fit so that I can shout you out and share your page with my friends. Thanks for hanging. Now let's go take action on those goals and dreams, because if you can feel it in your heart and see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hand. So until next time, go do your craft.